So when you were, you came back to Atlanta to, and got involved with the Bird, I assume that's when you first visited the Strip area.
Right. The Strip did not exist when I left Emory, graduated from Emory in June 65. What existed then was kind of a beatnik Atlanta. And my art history teacher at Emory, Tony Cutler, had run a coffee house in which all these beat characters had gathered in Midtown. There was the Bottom of the Barrel, which was a place that Jeff Espina and various other groups used to play in 68, 69, 70. And before then, that had been like a beat headquarters. But those buildings were, completely run down. I remember walking up one of them to buy a textbook from a guy when I was still at Tech. And they were missing stairs there. You really had to be careful when you were climbing the stairs.
I wonder what that club was called.
Bottom of the Barrel there, but I don't remember what the coffee house was called that Tony ran. And I don't even know if I ever knew it. I knew he ran one. And then a couple of people on the Bird, Judith and Randall Ransom, had been part of that beat crowd.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so there's some carryover there, as well as some from... Ernie Mars was an early columnist for the Bird, and he had been like a worker and a union organizer out in agricultural fields. I think he was originally from Oklahoma, you know, like Woody Guthrie and all that. I mean, he's kind of like a salt of the earth kind of guy. But he got put off because of all our four-letter words, so he quit the paper. But there were a group of people that had some connections to that through the Atlanta Folk Music Society that Bud Foote was a part of. Bud was a professor of English at Georgia Tech. Unfortunately, I didn't have him when I was at Tech. The ones I had were completely boring.
I've talked with Anna a little bit about...
Right, but Bud was... I mean, he was a character even then in getting publicity when I was a freshman student. So I knew of him. And, you know, here 7 years later, I'm working with him at the Bird.